Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Big game wrapping up the second homestand of the season for the San Diego Padres. And I just wanted to point out, last night, I don't believe they were giving away anything to the complete crowd. There was the Minecraft, I think, theme ticket
giveaway.
Oh, the Minecraft
hat. But that's only,
that's not, most people do not have theme tickets for games like that. Yet still, 42,492 on a coldish Tuesday, school night, work night at Petco Park. 10th sellout of the season for your San Diego Padres.
It's incredible.
The fans are bringing it.
Bring the heat.
Every night. They were into it. They didn't lift them to the win last night, but I heard them. I absolutely heard them, and it is so impressive, Padres fans. What are you doing? I mean, the visiting broadcasters are coming in going, this is amazing. This is absolutely incredible what's going on in San Diego. And as a lifelong San Diegan, I just couldn't be more thrilled to see what's happened here with baseball fans. I mean, couldn't be more thrilled. It was like a dream that I never even knew I had because I didn't think it was possible.
Yeah, fair. That's fair. Like you didn't see the potential in that. And I saw Kyle Glazer did a really nice piece about It was an audio piece on his podcast talking about how this truly is the legacy of Peter Seidler. That's what he wanted. That was his vision. This is his vision, and Padres fans are living it out every single night. And the players are responding in kind as well, which is just kind of the perfect storm of greatness right now. And going out and winning this series today would be amazing. Hit the flight off to Houston on a high note. Houston's a team that's a little bit down this year. The road back to where they were last year, Ben, is right in front of them. And obviously everything being health dependent, and you need a lot of luck to break your way, and a lot has. I thought last night, you saw some of the bounces and some of the breaks. I mean, honestly, Jeremiah Estrada getting that ball back, hit back to him. Like, he makes that throw 98 times out of 100.
Rushed it a little bit.
He rushed.
Didn't have to go so fast.
Did not have to go.
But you see plenty of pitchers have trouble. I think that's natural. You know, when you're so locked in with your precision delivery every time, and then you got to throw it basically 60 feet, 6 inches the other way. Off a side hill line, you're not winding up. All right, I understand it at least.
You know, it's one of those things where a couple years ago that play happens, Cubs score 6 runs.
They fall apart.
There's no doubt in my mind. You know, Xander Xander, he probably could have picked it, but that's not on him. You got to make it. You got to hit him in the chest there. It's an easy, easy 1-6.
Xander didn't have a good game, but I wasn't riding him for not getting that ball. As he's running to it and then sliding and trying to grab it, it would have been an amazing play if he had picked that.
But that is a play that snowballs on this team a couple of years ago, by far. I mean, just no question. We saw it too many times, and they have not let things snowball this year. They've gotten a lot of breaks their way, and you can get right back to where you were last year if you keep playing this way. It's truly been incredible.
Today, a getaway day Wednesday, workday day game. I'm curious because I think there's going to be another fairly large crowd at Petco Park. Most baseball teams would be thrilled with 15,000 to 20,000 on a day, Wednesday, April, during school, getaway day. You get 16,000 in Minnesota, they'd be through the moon. And I feel like we're going to see another number that starts with a three at least for today's game, which is nuts. It's 110 first pitch. Matthew Boyd against Nick Pivetta. Padres lose the rematch against Shota Imanaga. Can they win the rematch against Matthew Boyd? Remember, Nick Pivetta struggled against the Cubs his last time out, had trouble in just about every inning, ended up getting knocked out of the game, three innings in that start, I believe, against the Cubs the last time out. But then he bounced back from that one, coming off an insanely good start to open this homestand.
Insane.
And we'll see if he can carry that momentum. He's been really good at Petco Park, has not been as good away from Petco Park. If he can bookend this homestand with two outstanding starts, Padres go 5-1 on the homestand if they win this one and hit the road with a 15-4 record, there'd be nothing to complain about at all in the world of the San Diego Padres.
No, I would love to win it today.
Pivetta, it was that Saturday game. He went three innings, six hits, three earned, three walks, and four strikeouts.
Just one of those kind of cruddy Chicago days.
A lot of traffic. Right? Wasn't great.
Yeah, stay locked in. Go out and pitch like you did last time, and we'll be in good shape.
Now, if they do lose it, certainly don't hit the panic button. They'll still have the best record in baseball, but you'll be taking a two-game losing streak onto the road to Houston and Detroit. Houston's not quite the Astros of the last few years, but they're still a good team with good players. Yordan Alvarez homered yesterday. They're going to give you trouble. Detroit is a team that made the playoffs last year, and that's a lot of travel for the San Diego Padres. And by the way, I was looking at the schedule in May for the San Diego Padres. They have a gnarly travel schedule for the month of May. So get this. They start the month of May. And so think about this because they've played a lot of home games so far, but they start the month of May at Pittsburgh. So they fly from here to Pittsburgh on May 1st.
Cross country.
Then Pittsburgh, short trip to Yankee Stadium. Then they fly to Denver and play in altitude for three games.
Oh boy.
Then they come back home just for six. Then they turn right back around and go to Toronto, across the border, across the entire continent. And then from Toronto, because it's such an easy flight, they go down to Atlanta from there, then back across the country for six more to end
just
the,
going like
end
all
the month
the way
at home.
Like zigzag.
Boom, 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 middle, back, over, up, down.
Wow.
I mean, the month of May is a fairly gnarly month for the San Diego Padres. So make as much hay here as you can possible. And you have in the month of April, because it's not going to line up for you quite as well every single month of the year. And when you look at May, that one definitely is shaping up as a challenging month for the Padres.
Excellent. 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 I'm looking at little numbers for you. With Matthew Boyd on the bump today, Benjamin, a little preview of today's game. If you'll give me a moment.
I'm giving you a moment.
Just vamp.
No pressure.
When we faced Boyd, he went six scoreless, five hits, walked one, struck out five.
He's a lefty. Padres have all of their losses this year have been with lefty starters on the mound. I believe they 3-4 was the note from AC's newsletter this morning. So of their losses, all of them have come with a lefty starter. Now, they've won three as well. But against righty starters, that means they're, 11-0 against righties and 3-4 against lefties this year. It's definitely been the vulnerability for your San Diego Padres.
Manny's hit him well. Oscar Gonzalez has hit him well. Elias Diaz has hit him well. Luis Arraez has hit him well. The rest, not so much. Tatis Jr., just three ABs, hasn't gotten a knock off him yet. But on the other side, against Nicky P, let's see. Carson Kelly, I think he might still be hurt. I'm not sure. He hasn't played yet.
Nicky P, huh?
Dansby Swanson, who hits nobody well, has hit Nick Pivetta pretty well, 313 clip. Got a lot of ABs against him, 32 ABs, which is by far the most. And Justin Turner, watch out for him. He's hit two bombs in eight at-bats off him, batting 625.
I think, I mean, maybe this is just me, but if I were Craig Counsell, Justin Turner would not be batting third.
No.
In my order. No. I'm surprised. I know he's got the veteran experience, but when you have Michael Bush and Pete Crow Armstrong looking as solid as they do, I'd move one of those guys up in my lineup and move Justin Turner down. He's definitely showing a little bit of the vulnerability that age brings to everybody, a little slower on the fastballs. Now, I think Mudd made a great point. When he came up late in the game, he was going, I don't know that Robert Suarez wants to throw that changeup to Justin Turner and speed up his bat because he can still hurt you.
Yep.
No doubt about it, but he's definitely having trouble catching up with the fastball.
It was a great AB by him.
Oh, yeah. And he can draw walks. Yeah. I mean, he's got a good eye. I mean, he still knows what he's doing up there. I just feel like, he's hitting one something. And I just feel like the Cubs have better options for higher up in their order. And maybe they're doing the old, and we're not making any changes in April, and we'll reevaluate sometime in May and may, rework the lineup when it's called for, because they're off to a good start too. I mean, the Cubs are what, 11-7 or something?
Yep.
I mean, they're like the Padres. It's tough to make big changes when you're winning, and the Padres are winning. And even though they've got some vulnerabilities in their lineup, I can understand why Mike Schilt's not ready to make major changes at the bottom of his order. You know, people want to see Yuli Gurriel gone and Hayward gone. Start calling up the Tirso Ornelases. There's no guarantee that Tirso is going to hit on the big league level. They called up Connor Joe. We'll see if he can get the job done at all. I would think maybe he gets a start today.
I would imagine.
With a left-hander on the mound. And you know, last night, obviously not a good at-bat, but that's one AB. He could still be a helpful piece, but people want them to make changes. It's not easy to make changes when the team's winning.
No, it's not easy at all. And I would imagine, and speaking of lineup, we should have one soon, I would imagine, right?
Maybe I would think before the end ends. Of the show, usually late in the 9 o'clock hour, the lineup comes out. So we will see what happens. And yeah, I think if they're getting close to a change on anyone, and they're probably not. Yeah, Yuli Gurriel is the one who's, I think, on the hottest seat at this point.
For good reason. For good reason.
Had one big pinch hit that gave him that 1-0 win.
RBI single, I think. It hasn't gone well.
About it for his contributions this year. And you're not going to get much, if anything, defensively. He's played a little first base, but mostly he's DHing, but who is the guy that you want to replace him on the roster? With the injuries right now, you don't even have that much depth anymore to even choose from.
He's got as many RBIs as he does hits, three. 3 for 26, robust 115 average, OBP of 207, and a OPS of 361 for your designated hitter. You want Yuli off the bench to try to yak one later? Fine. But I understand people have been forced and pressed into action with some of the injuries, but there's got to be a better option right now for the San Diego Padres. And look, despite it all, they're still winning at a really nice clip. So, I do wonder how long that leash is going to be.
All right. Coming up, we still have the Rondo Report. We also have another pair of tickets to give away on our next segment.
What's the lineup?
No, we do not.
We don't have another pair of tickets?
Nope. I was going to tell you about that off the air, but we do not have a pair of tickets today. We will get back to that tomorrow.
Interesting.
What about the lineup?
Maybe we'll have a lineup.
No, the lineup.
The lineup.
The lineup.
Ben's lineup.
Your lineup.
Oh, my lineup.
We'll go to commercial break. You and I, let's go take a lap and see who's here.
All right. We will come back and I'll see if I can identify some coworkers that are around the building. Coming up after a check of traffic with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. You know what? Maybe they can't identify me anymore because I've lost so much weight.
Hey.
I look like a whole different person thanks to SDFatLoss.com. Hey, challenge me for a segue. I will come up with a segue for you. Right now with SDFatLoss.com, you can take advantage of their spring special. Get $200 off. And I get it. Some people are going, why should I pay for a weight loss program? I'll just do it myself. All I can tell you is that it helped me immensely lose the weight. And the guidance I got from the counselors, knowing what to eat, when to eat, it really did help. And I think the accountability is huge as well. If you really want to lose the weight, this is a way that so many tier ones have successfully lost up to a pound of fat per day and 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days. I feel fantastic. Less back pain, more energy during my day. It is truly life-changing, and I have to thank SDFatLoss.com for it. There's no injections. There's no mixes or bars or shakes to buy. And you don't even have to exercise to lose the weight. Just follow the program. It works. Set up your free consultation by going to SDFatLoss.com. Go now. SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com. True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Well, speaking of co-workers, Woods just went out and collected a bunch of photographs of our co-workers in the building to test me.
I feel like they're on a call, and so they couldn't come in here in person.
I like the photographic. At least at least I don't have to look them straight in the eye when I don't know their names.
Correct.
I do know Matt Scraby's name, and Paulie just shared something with me. I was about to give away those Warren Haynes band tickets, which we were supposed to be giving away every single day this week. Mm-hmm. Scraby just got it in his head and gave away our pair last night on his show. So now we don't have a pair to give away today. So good for the Scravenators, bad for the Tier 1s.
I didn't know you were going to tease that. I was literally going to tell you during the commercial break. I got an email yesterday.
Says,
hey, Paul, do you mind skipping the giveaway tomorrow? Scravy accidentally gave out a pair, and we only have five pairs.
Huh.
We'll have 15 pairs,
one each show
every day of the week. Sometimes it's only mornings and afternoons. Sometimes it's only one show has the giveaway. This is one of those instances. We had five pairs of tickets for five Ben and Woods mornings.
I think it's on now. Next time we see a giveaway that Gwen and Chris or Scraby are doing,
that's
it looks
going
good.
To the tier ones.
Ooh. We're just giving it to the tier ones. Instead.
That's a good bit. Start stealing each other's. Now we're on first, so but if they got. notification of something in the afternoon. They're like, guess what? We got Padres tickets for you guys. Doesn't Scrabinator do a Scrabinator night in the suite?
He does.
Let's just give it away, all of them, to the tier ones.
Yeah. Tier ones.
Hey, the next 20 callers, you're going to the suite. Can you imagine? Oh, my God. That is so freaking funny. If it was anybody else, I'd be mad, but it was Scraby, and it kind of makes sense.
Scraby's on the round table. I can identify everybody on the round table. That's,
yeah,
you know,
I would
all
hope
of
so.
Our on-air staff, at least. I know I'm good. But what about the rest of the Odyssey San Diego crew?
All right, Paulie, I've got 9 pictures. I had to run. They're on a call. I had to run
from desk
to desk.
Remember, I've only worked here for, what?
6 years.
6 years.
Correct. All right, so I'm going to hold it up.
All right, so what do I now? Do I just need first names, or do I need first and last names?
No, first name's fine. First name's
credit.
Fine. Ready?
Oh, okay.
Number one.
First one. That is Dorothy.
Yes, okay. Very good. All right, ding, Dorothy. Ding me.
Yeah.
Out of 9, how many does it get?
Okay.
Out of 9, I will say...
Set the over-under at...
I guess 2. I still like 3.5, but I'll say okay. 3.
3.5 is fine.
4.5 at least. Come on.
I think he gets 4. All right, ready? That's Brett.
Who?
Brett.
We don't have a Brett.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do.
What does he do?
He's right there.
He's in sales. That's him.
We have a
you
Brett
go,
in sales.
You can go
sales.
Meet him right now.
I've literally never worked with Brett in my life.
Ready?
Okay. That is George.
Good.
That's George.
Got it.
George is so nice.
So nice.
Yeah, he always has a bow tie on.
Always.
That is Mitch.
Nope, that's Rick.
That's Rick? Wait.
Yeah, he's the one that set up all of our opening day broadcasts for the last 3 years.
Yeah. Then I don't know who I'm going to guess on when I thought who Rick was later. Sorry. No clue. I don't have a guess.
Paulie?
Laura?
Laura.
Laura. What does Laura do? Sales assistant?
Sales.
Sales? That is M. Peter.
Yep.
I know M. Peter. I know him. I definitely know him.
That's Kevin.
Kevin?
Yep. Really?
Sure is.
Tony.
Yes, nailed it.
Okay. Amanda.
Nope, that's Jessica. She handles all trust and will for you.
Oh, that's Jessica.
Correct.
Oh, okay. I got a lot of emails from her. What did I get? 4?
Yeah.
Over?
Yeah, you hit the over. He got M. Peter, George, Tony, and...
He might have only gotten 3.
He might have only gotten 3.
M. Peter.
M. Peter.
Go through your phone again.
Tony.
You got all the pictures.
George. And I got the first one was Dorothy.
Oh, Dorothy.
Yeah, you got Dorothy.
So I got 4. But there was one that you were saying
4 out of 9.
That you didn't even know who it was.
No, I knew who it was.
No, you didn't.
He was asking. He was checking me.
I was checking Paulie.
He was making. I was going through every single picture and be like, yep.
That's Laura. I love Laura. 4 out of 9. Gee, I wonder why we're a culture problem here at... 97.3.
This guy over here.
To be fair, I'm gone before a lot of these people get in.
So am I. So is Paulie.
I know.
Yeah. We've been here for about 2 hours.
And six years and 2 hours.
I have more coworkers to try to remember. I have double the coworkers to remember because I have 2
Mitch is my
favorite.
There's no Mitch. Adam says in the chat, it's not only that he didn't know their names, he also guessed names that don't even work here. There's no Mitch or Amanda here.
She looks like an Amanda.
She
though,
does.
Kind of.
She does. She looks.
No,
a
you know
bit.
How people just kind of look like a name sometimes.
Yep. You look like a Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I've never really gotten the story, but the one M. Peter.
Right.
It's not an. It's not an initial.
It's. It is.
No.
It's just an M.
It's just an M.
M.
His name's not like
it's
Michael.
Not, no, it's not
Peter.
Michael Peter. It's just an M. And I never got
who
that
was that
story.
That just walked by.
I didn't see her.
Program director of KSON.
Program director.
Yeah. Brand manager.
He's here every day.
Every day. Can hear him cackling up and down the halls.
Oh, that's Scotty.
Then. Yeah.
Oh,
Scotty. Okay. You would have gotten 5 out of 10.
Scotty.
That's 500.
I thought it was a woman that walked by.
No.
So I totally missed who it was, but at least I did know his name.
Yep.
I did not do well. I apologize to my coworkers.
It's a good bit.
It's a really good bit.
Really good
no,
bit.
It's not like M. Night Shyamalan.
It is.
I think that's his name. I think he has...
Isn't that M...
It's just like M. Night Shyamalan.
That's his name is M.
But his name is Minaj.
Oh, that's what
Minaj Shyamalan.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think M. Peter is just M. Without
There's
the
no
period.
Way his first name is M.
I think his first name is literally
That's
the letter M.
That's probably what he
M.
goes by.
But... No, I think it's literally the letter M.
JH619 says, you guys should do this once a week. All right, it's time for the Wednesday lineup with Ben Higgins. That's Mitch. No, it's not Mitch. It's not There's Mitch. No Mitch.
How many weeks would it take for Ben to finally get 9 for 9?
We have a social media guy at Channel 10.
What's
who
his
was
name?
Hired probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And they just announced in an email that he was leaving for a new job. I think he was going to PBS. And I saw him and I said, Jake, we're going to miss you. And I said, I'm going to miss you most because I just learned your name about a week ago.
Jake. Is he the guy in the cable knit?
Yeah, that's him. Right. Jake, yeah.
Saw him on opening day.
That was him, yeah. Did some stories. He does the vertical video type stories right. that are so popular nowadays with the TikTok crowd for us.
God,
does a good
that.
Job.
JH619 says, just do it once a week and do the same photos. I'll just come in and, all right, here we go.
It's
Mitch, the Rod.
So Jessica has the reddish hair.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the
I'm
going to
remember that now.
Okay.
Blondish red.
She's been here
strawberry
forever. Forever. You have several clients of hers
I do.
You work with her directly.
I don't remember ever having a conversation with her, though.
No, she has. She's talked to us before.
I mean,
times.
I've emailed with her many
right.
times.
Right.
I probably talked to her the more than any salesperson.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
Me too, yeah.
She has a lot of business on the Ben and Woods show.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm going to put her on the calendar sometime in the summer to get 5 minutes of FaceTime.
Yeah, get a little coffee or something.
Yeah.
Sometime this summer?
Oh,
I'm
summer.
A busy person, Paulie. I can't just jump and drop everything to say hello to Jessica.
As great as that was, taking the pictures, them walking in one
That's,
by one,
yeah.
like, Mitch. Nope, not Mitch, it's Rick. Would have been absolutely incredible. Incredible.
Rick.
Just
Rick
cycling
Neal.
Them
Neal.
Cycling okay. them in and out would have been
What's
epic.
Tony's last name?
Gonzalez.
Yeah. Okay.
So good. Loved it.
I did get Tony, at least.
Yeah. Good for you.
I knew there was a Tony. I was ready to answer a Tony once or twice.
Again, there is no Mitch, and there is no...
Right. Rick did the
Amanda.
Opening day, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I just said that.
At Baja Rick.
Yep, for the last 3 years.
But he's not Baja Rick.
He's not Baja Rick. No, he's Rick Neal.
Totally different Rick.
Oh, it's so good. All right, speaking of that lineup is done. Do we have a Padres lineup yet?
We will find out when we come back. We will also get some headlines. Oh, I wanted to throw in quickly before we get there. Congratulations to Brian Dutcher, who's landed another transfer portal shooter this time. Latrell Davis Woods. You might remember him.
Yeah, he's where is he from?
San Jose State. Yeah. He actually.
British guy?
British guy.
I love it.
Very good. Yeah. We got first Brit on the San Diego State team. He's, what they need, a 3-point shooter.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that's what they need, a Brit on
the
team.
I mean, for tea time, obviously, they
I'm
do.
I'm all in on this.
Shot nearly 40% from 3-point range, had really good games at Viejas Arena, and he told. Mark Ziegler, like, I went there and I played against them, but I loved it there. I loved their culture and everything. And when I entered the transfer portal, I was like hoping Dutch might give me a call, and he did. And
Pretty good player.
He committed really quickly. So they've got another shooter to add to the mix for next season, which is a nice little pickup for San Diego State in the transfer portal. So, they've replaced a couple of the losses. They got the Jeremiah Oden was announced officially this week, who was the Wyoming forward that's transferring as well. And they picked up Sean Newman Jr., who's the point guard, was number like 3 in assists in NCAA. So not the highest profile names, are probably not getting $1 million in NIL money each, but filling some needs for San Diego State after they lost Nick Boyd. They get some new faces in for next season's team. It's shaping up to be a pretty good squad, I think, with some preseason top 25 expectations.
Love it.
All right, we'll get to Paulie's Rondle Report and hopefully a Padres lineup for you all coming up in the final segment of Ben and Woods next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEGE 000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
It's the disclaimer for memory problems when you don't know the names of your coworkers. I need one of those, actually. Hey, Ben and Woods telling you about 7 Mile Casino. It's our place to go, and as I mentioned earlier, day game today. Make plans. Head down right after the game if you're going down to Petco Park. It's a quick drive, 7 minutes. Down the 5 right there on the west side of the freeway. It's on Bay Boulevard in Chula Vista, literally on the bay. You can sit out on the patio in the afternoon, watch the sunset, have a cocktail, look at Don on his boat out off of Coronado fishing, and just enjoy yourself at 7 Mile Casino.
Got a lot to love about 7 Mile Casino. All the games that you want to play, California-style blackjack, Pai Gow, Baccarat, Texas Hold'em. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. It's upscale. It's bright. You walk in, you don't feel like you're doing anything wrong like you do at other card rooms. This is a place where you walk in. It's a smoke-free environment, too. Great food, great drinks, great dealers, great everything.
I know that's a weird thing to say.
It's true.
But you're right. You walk in there, and yeah, you don't feel like you're sneaking in
somewhere.
That's
exactly right.
It's totally true.
Right.
It just feels like you're going somewhere nice and upscale that you would go to just on a normal day. Check it out. Play some cards. Enjoy yourself. Please visit 7 Mile Casino. Tell them Ben and Wood sent you. It's just 7 minutes from downtown.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
You have a little update on the scoring of my identifying coworkers here at Odyssey. I do not get any more points, but we did have one where it was we didn't want to serve as Laura or Lauren. Adam came to let us know officially it is Erica.
It's Erica.
So neither of you got it right either.
Whoopsie daisy.
Oops.
Sorry about it, Erica.
Really 8 out of 9 is still pretty good.
That's pretty good. Better than 4 out of 9.
Correct. I'm still in last place.
Yes.
But it's early in the season.
That's true.
And, you know, you get off to a slow start. It really matters how you identify employees in September and October.
Paulie and I can afford to drop a couple because we've won so many.
We're the
many
Padres
surely.
And Giants. Yeah. We're the Rockies.
You're the Rockies right now. That's exactly right.
Still no lineup yet. Dave Marcus has checked the line, though, so he's ready to go. We should have a radio broadcast for you at 1:10 today, and Sammy will have an EcoWater SoCal pregame show for you at 12:10 today. This segment of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Robert Half. Of course it is. At Robert Half, they found that 67% of companies want to increase contract talent. That's why the recruiter's expertise and award-winning AI works quickly to find the skilled candidates you want. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. And speaking of talent, the very talented Paul Reindel will bring you the Reindel Report after our traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Reindel Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Reindel Report with Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
Right.
Gentlemen, how we doing?
Great.
All right, let's start off in little football news here. I think this story is fascinating on how things are going to go with Travis Hunter, two-way player for Colorado,
yeah.
Wherever he ends up going in the draft, which I found out is next week.
Indeed. Indeed.
And what does that mean?
It means it's time for Ben's mock draft.
That'll be coming up next Tuesday. That'll be coming up next Tuesday.
Oh my God.
I got an ESPN notification yesterday. It was like NFL draft latest or something like that. And I go, oh yeah, it's April. When's that coming up? I'm like, oh, next Thursday. Ben's out of town Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Live on ABC 10. First round Thursday, second and third rounds on Friday as well.
So where will Travis Hunter go? We still don't know yet. But we do know that whatever team drafts Travis Hunter, he's going to want to play both sides of the ball. Now, we've talked about this in the past during the college season. Is that going to work? Can he succeed in the NFL? It's very, very rare that you see a two-way player, but he is so confident. He said he would quit playing football if a team told him, we need you to focus on pick one. One or the other.
Well, they
I literally said it's game.
It's never playing football again. I've been doing it my whole life. I love being on the football field. I feel like I could dominate on each side of the ball, so I enjoy doing it.
Well, they don't want to pay him like a he's a rookie.
Yeah, he'll be on a rookie deal. I don't think you get double the rookie deal just because you're playing both sides of the ball.
You don't want him to get hurt, obviously. And they do. It was one team did their evaluation, and it was one of the GMs, and I want to say it might have even been the Giants, talking about how, yeah, we see him as a receiver first, but, yeah, he certainly has some ability as a corner as well. And I don't know, man.
I think there's no doubt that he can't play full time like he did in college.
Right.
Both sides of the ball.
Right.
No now, if he's insisting on being out there every single play, then that's going to be a problem. Because no team is going to want him out there literally every down of every game except for special teams. So you're either going to be in like third down packages on offense or defense, and then maybe you'll be a full time on one side of the ball. And then third down packages or something like that. And if that's fine with him, I don't mind the attitude. I like the confidence. 100%. I like the swagger. You know, and
I think it's a weapon too.
And I think it's a good weapon. It'll be exciting for fans. They'll want to see him used on both sides of the ball. But he's not going to be an every down both sides of the ball player. There is a big step up from college football to the NFL.
Yes.
And I'm sure that Deion has told him this and he is ready for it. But I don't think you really know until it hits you in the face. Like first training camp. First preseason games, first regular season games. This ain't college anymore.
These guys are bigger, faster, stronger,
smarter.
Every single
player is like the best one or two players on the other team you just faced in college. Every single one of them.
Every one of them.
And they're all fast. And they're all
hit hard.
And they all hit hard.
And they're all smart.
And you cannot play every play in the NFL.
There's no way.
Yeah, I was looking at some of the numbers here. He played 713 snaps on offense last year and 748 on defense. First player since at least 1976, ESPN says, to have 500 receiving yards. He had 1,100. And then four interceptions all in one season.
Crazy.
Pretty crazy. It's going to be fascinating to see how it plays out.
Yeah, and who takes him, you know?
Just quick, I just saw this story. Speaking of Heisman Trophy winners, former Heisman winner Charlie Ward has just been hired as the new head coach at Florida A&M. But not football. That basketball coach.
No kidding.
Charlie did play in the NBA for many years as well, but another Heisman Trophy winner in the news there.
I forgot he was in the NBA. He won the Heisman and played in the NBA.
Speaking of
Was he a Nick?
He was a Nick.
Yeah,
he was Nick for a while. Yeah, absolutely.
Old basketball Woods coming out.
And he won the 1993 Heisman Trophy at Florida State as well.
We actually ran out of spots and don't do this for this story, but it's a don't do this for sure, even at 9:42 in the morning.
Oh, man.
Yesterday was Jackie Robinson Day.
Indeed.
Everybody in baseball wearing the sacred number 42 on their backs, and they've been doing that for quite a while now. It's not jarring to see that at all. What is jarring to see, though, is when a promotion goes bad like it did yesterday for DraftKings Sportsbook. Apparently DraftKings wanted to honor Jackie Robinson on Jackie Robinson Day.
In the best way they know how.
So the way they know how to do that is by offering users a 42% profit boost on any four-leg parlays for yesterday's MLB
games.
What
a touching tribute.
His family had to be so moved. So moved.
Some of the comments, I'm sure Jackie Robinson dreamed of one day being honored with a 42% parlay boost. I don't know why this feels racist. How are fans supposed to maintain any type of trust with these leagues?
Underdog would never, by the way.
It's the stereotypical trope in sports. You know, hey, players can't gamble. Hey, gambling's bad. Hey, by the way, this fourth quarter brought to you by FanDuel.
But
this prop bet.
42% profit boost.
So I did a story yesterday for Channel 10 on the new Jackie Robinson Breaking Barriers exhibit that's free to go visit if you want to go. It's the Central Library downtown. It's the one you can see right there from Petco Park with the big glass top. It's up on the 8th floor, and it's really cool. I mean, you get to see some of the Negro League jerseys, you know, Monarchs, like real authentic stuff, and some displays on Jackie Robinson, and then Johnny Ritchie, who broke the color barrier with Padres for the PCL the year after Jackie Robinson did it in 1947. He did it in 1948, and I will argue, and you tell me if you think this is correct. There's nothing more significant in the history of any sport in America than Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier for the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1947.
There's no question.
In terms of like actual real world significance, that's number one in any sport.
Yeah,
I would think.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, winners come, winners go.
Sure.
And, you know, it's important to fans, and, you know, we'd love to see a World Series here. But I don't know that anything will ever have the impact.
Yeah, no doubt.
That Jackie did.
Especially, yeah, in sport, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Finally, a little news you can use, possibly. So, May, I did not know this, is National Burger Month.
Ooh.
We're a couple of weeks away from the start of May. And Red Robin, my beloved Dirty Bird.
Mine as well.
I love me some Red Robin.
Me and you both.
They have a bottomless burger pass coming
Ooh,
out.
Oh, boy.
It's only $20. And that pass will get you a burger and a bottomless side every single day for the month of May.
Okay, can we guess? Okay, so it's 1 month, a burger and fries per day.
Or side.
Bottomless side.
Bottomless side. I don't know what the other sides are. Why would you get anything but fries?
What if it's mozzarella sticks?
All right.
So you have good fries.
A burger and bottomless side every day for a month. There's 31 days in May. So, I mean, I don't know. We're talking about 15, 16 bucks for the burger and side normally. They're not going to charge us 31 times
right.
16. So there's got to be a discount for this.
$300.
What would you pay for that for every day? No, I think...
$99.
$199. That's why I'm going to go with $199. Anything less is a good deal.
$199? Well, so they're saying the pass is good for up to $22 worth of food and beverages
okay,
every
more
day.
More than 15.
So they're saying, yeah, burger and a side, but up to $22 worth of food. So maybe you can get a better, bigger side or
right.
something. It's a max value of $682 for the month. Now, the passes are going to be very, I don't know how limited, but they are limited. You have to go to redrobin.com tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Pacific to buy your $20 pass.
It's $20.
Yeah. I told you.
How did we miss
did
that?
You say that?
I missed it too.
Oh, yeah.
I missed it too. Yeah.
I said it at the beginning. Yeah. $20.
I guess I just didn't think that that was possible. So it's just $20. So it's basically a lottery.
Yeah.
You're winning the lottery.
You're getting a burger every day.
The burger lottery.
For this burger lottery.
Oh, well, everybody should enter, which is probably what they're going for. They just want a bunch of people going to their website and
filling it all out.
Putting in their name.
All their
so
info.
They can, you know, get endless Red Robin emails to their
which
accounts.
Which is not the worst thing, because Red Robin's
but you're getting something
good.
If you win it. I mean, that's a good prize.
How much can you eat? Remember we made Hammer do this with Olive Garden?
Yeah.
It was like the
pasta.
The pasta pass.
Yeah. I don't know. How many days would you go? You won the you got the pass,
I win
$20.
For $20. I'd probably go 3-4 times.
Where
I was
going to
say like maybe once a week.
Where are the San Diego Red Robins now? There used to be one like right by my house in Encinitas, but it's not there.
Yeah,
anymore.
That one's
that
gone.
Be,
Chili's
that
is gone.
That would be dangerous. Escondido, Pauly.
Yeah, that's right by my house.
National City.
That's it.
Just the two.
Yeah.
I remember when I moved down here. Actually, in 2009,
used to be one at UTC.
There was one on every corner. Where I grew up, there was like four different Red Robins within a 5-minute drive. And I came down here, I'm like, there's only one in San Diego?
That sucks.
Is there still one in Mission Valley? At the?
I don't think there is. I think it's just the Escondido North County Mall.
Plaza Bonita.
And Plaza Bonita.
And, yeah.
Well, I'm not going to sign up. Because I don't want to take it away from Paulie.
Paul,
you should sign up, actually.
Yeah, I mean,
right down the street. Yeah,
yeah. You can do it.
Set an alarm for 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, you spend more in gas trying to find one. Calls a day. Yeah, that sucks that they closed that one by you.
Probably not the healthiest choice to go with burgers and fries every single day.
Tell that to my 4-year-old, who is pretty much all he'll eat, and fruit.
21, 19-year-olds as well.
Yeah.
Still have the same.
Same palate.
Same kind of palates. Yeah,
yeah
for
enough.
Sure.
Fair
they
enough.
Like they like the burgers and fries. Actually, my son likes the Red Robin fries so much, he bought the Red Robin seasoning, and we've got Costco fries. He'll put a handful in the air fryer, fry them up, dust some of the Red Robin seasoning on it, and then his own fries.
It's one of the more brilliant hacks that I've ever heard. That's news you can use.
Yeah.
Where do you get it? At Red Robin?
I think you can buy it at stores.
I think you get it at like Walmart or something. He found it somewhere and bought the seasoning.
Yeah,
it
looks like a big shaker. And it's perfect.
Air fries up the Costco fries and then puts the Red Robin seasoning right there on top.
Fantastic. Fantastic idea.
Somehow it always ends with food with us.
It does.
Polly kind of Polly does it in on that purpose. Direction.
Yeah.
I know my audience.
At the end of shows. It's fine.
I'm starving now.
I like talking about
how food. Did you gain all the weight?
From Polly.
Red Robin Pass.
It's a Red Robin Pass. Yeah, you should sign up. See if you win it.
I will.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Thank you, Polly. Appreciate you. All right, wrap us up, Ben. 4 minutes.
4 minutes? I only needed 70 seconds to do the entire NBA.
Yeah, good.
What am I going to do for 4 minutes? I thought I'd give you the Padres lineup. Don't think Shilty has come through for
They're
us.
They're lagging on this right now.
Hang on. Let's guess.
10:03.
I'll say 10:06.
Oh, I thought you wanted to guess the lineup.
It usually comes out. It usually comes out right before we get off the air. It's usually the last thing we end with on a day game.
I know. Usually it's on already, so. Yeah, 10:01. Yeah.
Is he agonizing over some decisions here?
Wonder if they're playing. Maybe they're playing our show in the clubhouse right now.
Potentially.
Guys getting in, getting ready, and Shilty's like, I got an idea.
Watch this.
I'm going to say Connor Joe is going to be in left.
Okay. I'll say Hayward's back in center.
Alternate, maybe Tyler Wade back in center today. They're going to go small Shilt ball with lots of bunts and stuff.
By the way, so it's a very small sample size, but Sammy tweeted out that Matthew Boyd actually has better numbers against righties than he does lefties. Three starts this season, but it's about 100
but
points
didn't you
higher.
Say Oscar Gonzalez had decent numbers against him?
Yeah.
So he could DH.
He could DH. I think, you know, if Yuli's out there, it'll... That means they're trying to squeeze any bit of juice out of him at this point.
But you leave Arraez in for sure.
Yeah, so Arraez is
if he's in.
In
first. That means Yuli's not in. If
Yuli's not
DH.
In,
if
he, exactly. So, but your outfield's probably it's got to be some iteration. It's got to be Connor Joe in left. Got to give him a start. Give him 4 ABs tonight and let him make up for what happened last night.
You get Jose in there though.
Yeah, second base.
Okay.
Yep. Second base.
Yeah. All right. Because Jake's out.
Yep.
Of course. Yeah,
second base. Second. Manny will be at third. Yeah. Xander will be at short. Arraez will be at first.
Who's Nick Pivetta's catcher? They've been pretty consistent with keeping catchers together.
I would guess Diaz.
With pitchers,
today.
Probably Diaz.
I would guess Diaz behind the dish. And I'm going to say Jay Hay back out in center and Toddy in right and left field Connor Joe. That's my guess. But knowing Shilty, might want to get Tyler Wade a look.
Sometimes the day game after the night game, Shilty likes to get a regular off his feet.
You could do Tyler Wade at third and Manny at DH, but yeah. That's really.
But then you need Hayward in the center.
That's right.
But you could see that for sure.
And we'll see.
I don't know. Has Xander even taken? You could put Wade
at short
and give Xander a day off his feet.
Rory Boy brings this up. He says, does JD Martinez fit this team? I feel like if Yuli Gurriel fits this team, then JD Martinez absolutely fits this team. He is. Still working out, looking for a major league job. And he is a designated hitter only at this point in his career and has been for a while. I think he'd be a decent fit. I just don't know how much he is going to command at this time. But yeah, I'll be interested to see what Shilty does today.
I know you like early baseball as well.
Oh, I do.
Braves Blue Jays starts in 7 minutes.
Spencer
and it will be the
Strider.
Season debut. For Spencer Strider, first time back in what? It's been a year since he's pitched. Looked really good in his minor league rehab, like 13 strikeouts in his last minor league rehab.
He struck out like 11 in a row at one point. Like he is feeling pretty good. Excited to see. I'm not a Braves fan by any stretch, but I am a Spencer Strider fan, and I love watching that dude throw. So.
And if you have the MLB app, that is the free game of the day.
Nice.
As well on MLB.tv.
Very nice. So. Did you see what the Pirates drew yesterday? 7,000 paying fans. 8,300 people total. That's insane to me.
Guessing the Padres will do better than that today.
They'll more than double it.
We talked earlier in the week how they always put Skeens
on
Mondays.
On a Monday.
I mean, if he threw on a Friday home game, like what does the attendance even look like?
12.
12? Yeah, right?
I mean.
Sad state of affairs.
It is.
All right, that is it for us. Baseball at 1:05, pregame at 12:05. Braden, until then, for Pauly Reindl and Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. From all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.